Chazal learned out we can't go 3 days without Torah, ain't Torah Lomayim, so therefore we instituted that we have Shabbos, Monday, and Thursday, so we never go 3 days without any Talmud Torah. So it's a Shaila in the postkin. What about if you're in the middle of coronavirus, let's say there's a snowstorm, and whatever reason, no one gets to show up Monday, they show up on Tuesday. So could I lean on Tuesday? Because Tuesday's still within the three-day rule. So that's the Machlokas HaPoskim. Some say yes, that the Takana was for 3 days, so as long as you're within the three-day period, you could lean. And others say no, it's true that the reason for the Takana was 3 days, but once they picked the Takana, you can only lean on a day that was on the Takana. In fact, that's the famous Shiloh with the Nitziv. They sent from Chicago a Shiloh to the Nitziv that Sifrei Torah, they had a Sefer Torah ceremony, and it was on Sunday, and they wanted to know, well, they might have done it already, but the question was, is it appropriate to take out the Torah and lean it? Or is it a bracha of Atola? So he said it's a bracha of Atola. He says you can't lean on a day there was no Takana, so you can't lean on Tuesday. But if it was on if Sunday was Rosh Chodesh, so even if you did lean, you could lean again, or let's say you picked the day which was Chal on. Once you have a day where Kriyas and Torah, you're obligated, you could lean again. Like we see a Raya, the original din in the Gemara, the original din on a Tainus was that you only lean at Mincha. However, there was the Gaonim introduced later on that we also lean in the morning. How could they introduce a new Kriya? Because there was a day already that's Chayiv in Sefer Torah. And in fact, there's a whole discussion, what about the day? What about the night? And as we know, we lean on Shabbos. So let's say, whatever reason, you won't be able to lean Sunday morning, Shabbos morning. So we say you're allowed to lean on the same day. So what about leaning Friday night? That's a discussion in the postgame, according to some, that the nighttime is still considered part of the day, and usually you don't. But if the choice is hearing leaning then or not, then you can. In fact, and that's where they bring a raya from Leil Simchas Torah. Leil Simchas Torah, we lean at night, and we lean many times during the day. So that's a discussion in the postgum. They say over in the name of the Vilna Gaon that he used to take the first aliyah the first night of Simchas Torah. He wasn't a Kohen. Because we know he went to Dan Pinyan Aben all those times. So how come he took aliyah? On a regular Shabbos, he didn't take the first aliyah. He took the first aliyah because Meyekra Dina Gemara, the Gemara says Tama Chacham over Ama Aretz Kohen. So why didn't he do that all the time? So why don't we do it today? So the Gaonim Institute, to avoid Machlokas, we're going to argue who's the bigger Tama Chacham. So to avoid Machlokas, we just go with the Kohen Levi Yisrael. So the Vilna Gaon said, since the night, the minhag of Kriyas HaTorah and Leil Shavuos never existed during the time of the Gaonim. So the Gaonim's Takana was only on Kriyas HaTorah that already existed. So this is a new Kriyas HaTorah. So therefore he felt that Takana, we revert back to the original din of the Gemara. We don't have to follow the Gaonim. And therefore, he took the first degree. Others assume that, but if the Gaonim, now once we have the Takana's Gaonim, we apply it to all hours. That seems to be the minhag of Olam. And Rav Soloveitchik followed the Grot L'chatzon, like he wouldn't take his own aliyah, but he would look around and he looked for the biggest, which is Meyika Din HaGemara, the biggest Torah scholar Kohen should get it every week, the biggest Torah scholar Levi. So at least on the Leil Shavuos, Leil Simchas Torah, that is what he did. So that's the Indian, some Inyanim on Kriyas HaTorah.